Those findings by researchers at the National Academy of Sciences reconfirm earlier federal assessments that formaldehyde causes cancer and is harmful to humans. Representative Tom Saviello, a Wilton Republican, sits on the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee.
I want to express my disappointment in the department's removing formaldehyde. I feel that there was more than enough information to proceed, particularly in light of what Minnesota just recently did with formaldehyde.
Minnesota's new law banning children's products containing formaldehyde took effect on August 1st. Saviello, who fought in the legislature to get formaldehyde listed in Maine, told a Maine DEP official that the department had no good excuse not to move forward.
The report is out. I don't know why you have to wait for EPA to make a statement. It would be interesting to review that and see whether you want to reconsider that decision and move forward.
Just to make sure it's clear, we did not take any action to remove formaldehyde from the chemicals high concern list.
Heather Parent is acting deputy commissioner at the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. Parent says the department simply delayed listing formaldehyde, but may still do so. She says the U.S. EPA first has to consider the new National Academy of Sciences data alongside other assessments it's done before issuing a final analysis on the threats the chemical poses to humans.
It would be our hope that it would be sooner rather than later. It would be, within the next several months.
But lawmakers were unsatisfied with this explanation and timeline and expressed skepticism about the department's credibility on the issue. For a decade, the chemical industry has spent millions of dollars at the state and national level lobbying against laws and rulemaking that ban or curtail the use of certain cancer-causing chemicals like formaldehyde. After the department drafted its initial rule listing formaldehyde, Parent says questions came up during the mandatory public comment period.
Associated with the carcinogenicity of the chemical related to inhalation, which is the criteria that we need to follow.
But now, the new National Academy of Sciences research has confirmed that formaldehyde is indeed linked to cancers of the mouth, nasal passages, and upper throat. Representative Janice Cooper is a Yarmouth Democrat.
The questions that you're concerned about, were they answered in the NAS report?
The NAS did answer those questions on behalf of the NAS.
The DEP's Heather Parent says the administration needs an official EPA statement on formaldehyde's risks before it can move ahead and list the chemical. But product safety advocates question when or if such a declaration will come. They say all that lobbying by the chemical industry has caused the agency to delay putting out a risk assessment on formaldehyde for more than 10 years. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.